This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. You can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
It's another episode of the Almost Famous podcast. Yes, it is. I'm going to call it Fantasy Suites Week. Ashley and McKenna are here to join us. I almost couldn't say it.
Ben is never going to call it Sex Week. Jared wants to call it Sex Week permanently.
Why?
Because it's funny. It's a little
funny.
Overdone now.
It's
just
not
with
funny.
1 week, it's overdone. Okay, sorry.
It's not appropriate. It's not funny. It sets people up. McKenna, welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. First,
hi.
Off.
Okay, thank you for having
me. It's not funny.
Me.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Obviously, fantasy suites are very important for not the sex part, but it is funny that's the week that you have to decide whether or not to do something.
McKenna, what do you think? Should it be called Sex Week, or can we just stick with Fantasy Suites? What's your vote? There's no wrong answer here.
I like Fantasy Suites. Yeah. But I mean, it's like, it can happen, but I just think it's just time for someone to have more quality time and like private time with someone. Mm-hmm. Doesn't need to be all about sex.
Yeah. Well,
but it can if you want it to be.
If you would like to enjoy that evening with a semi-stranger and just release all of the things that have been in your body for the last 3 months as you've traveled around the world, go for it. There's no shame in that game from this show. I just don't want to put added pressure to it. So the big question this week is who's right, who's wrong? That's my big question.
Ben, I just want you to know that, of course, I'm on your team in this.
I know you are. I'm not saying you're not.
It really started out as kind of a joke.
It is a joke, Ashley. They called it sex week.
Virgin Ashley are like, of course, I'm down for it. There to be like no sex if that's the choice.
Ashley, nobody is going to be mad at you for wanting and thinking it's funny that it's called sex week.
Okay. But it's really Jared.
So this episode we're going to break down right now. There's a lot to talk about, but mostly around one topic. So we're going to fly through, I think, the two of the three fantasy suites dates. Talk a little bit about Katie. The big question overwhelmingly for me, and I, to get this thing started, I would love to hear the big question on your mind as we walk into breaking this down, is who's right and who's wrong? Like, where did things go wrong is a question that exists in my mind, because there's a lot of different opinions. You would think, you know, if you didn't dig in, everybody would be anti what Zach did. But some people are saying, hey, it was very honest. It was very nice of him. It was very respectful. Now you'll hear my opinion in a bit. McKenna and Ashley, what is your big questions after watching this week's Fantasy Suites dates?
Well, let McKenna go first.
Okay. I feel like I would have reacted the same way like Gabby reacted, in the sense of him coming to her saying, I need to tell everyone we had sex last night for me to feel better. And I think I felt the exact same way that Katie felt, being like, like, I know it's happening, but I don't need you to confirm it for me before, like hours before we're supposed to have our quality time together. Like, I just feel like, yeah, maybe he needed to get that like off his chest so he could like feel good about his decision at the end of the day. But for those girls, like, I felt for them, and I don't know how I would like recover, like, for Katie, like, props to her for like going for the rest of the night. Cause I think I would just been like she would said it right. She's like, do you want me to say good job? Like, cool. Like, high I don't five, need buddy. To like, no, yeah. Like, yeah, high five.
Yeah.
And then like Gabby, it's like, we just had this great night together. Like, you don't need to be telling everyone about our night.
So
like,
McKenna,
that's kind of an intimate thing.
Would you say the appropriate question to start out this show for you would be, was Zach being selfish? Was that a fair question for you to like, and did his selfishness hurt others? Would that be a fair question, or how would you phrase kind of where your mind's at in a phrase after watching?
I think he was almost like thinking about him. Yeah. He was thinking about himself in that moment. And like, I get that he needed to come clean, but sometimes it's in that situation, probably better just to keep that between you and Gabby.
Cannot wait to dive into more of this with you, because I have some very strong opinions.
Okay. All right.
That we're going to share. Ashley, if there's a phrase or something on your mind after watching last night, what would that be?
Okay. Well, initially my thought was that it all depends on the person who's receiving the message in Katie's situation. Okay. Because some people may have wanted to know. And I think that Zach is probably the person that would want to know, which is why he assumed that Katie would want to know. Didn't realize Katie wouldn't want to know. So in that case, I think you could go back and forth on the appropriateness of it. I think it just depends on the person. Now, when Gabby's situation, I think he is being selfish. He's trying to get guilt off his shoulders in telling other girls what happened between them. His big mistake, of course, is at the top of the show when he declared that this is what he was going to do. I can't believe he made such a mistake, especially following Clayton's season.
It's wild.
In which Clayton was like, I slept with all three of you girls and I said, I love you, basically, to all three of you girls. That you'd think that he wouldn't want to blanket anything.
Yeah. Well, let's kick it off.
Even though it had good intention.
Yeah.
The question there then for me after listening to you, Ashley, is did he have good intention? I think it's something to think about.
Really?
Yeah.
You think that the beginning of the week he may have had malintentions?
No.
Oh.
I think the good intention is when he started to openly express what happened in the fantasy suites with other people.
Oh, then in that case, I don't know. And I also have to say that I think that I wonder what would have been the situation if Ariel went last and it wasn't Katie going last. Mm. Like, if he had to tell Ariel, would he tell Ariel? Or did he have to tell Katie? Because in his head, going up to this point, he was going to pick Katie. And then he was like, I'm definitely not going to go into an engagement without telling this woman. So I'm going to have to tell her at some point. I might as well tell her at the beginning.
Mm. I have so many thoughts. Well, I will say, I think out of the three of us, I'm the only one that has spent any time in a fantasy suite. So I know what they
That's
look
true.
What they.
I had two fantasy suites.
Oh, on Paradise.
Not to call them like the most real. They're not. Yeah, they're not the most real.
During the main shows there.
Yeah.
I know what they look like. I know how they go. I will say this to kick off then breaking down each one of these fantasy suites. No matter what. And again, we'll share my opinion here in a bit. I was engaged in this episode. I felt like it was a throwback Bachelor episode that felt like, hey, I want to know what's going to happen around every turn. I might not agree with what's happening. I might not like what's happening, but I'm engaged in the content and I'm engaged in the emotions of everybody involved, which is not always the case, as we've been very clear as of recent. Okay. They're in Thailand this week. What a beautiful place to spend a week. I can't imagine, though, what travel looked like for them. I mean, they were just in hometowns last week. Now, all of a sudden, they're in Thailand. That's not a short flight. That's not an easy flight. They got to be exhausted. No. Exhausted.
But time change and everything, too.
Yeah. Ariel's the first fantasy suites date. Ariel looked good. Like, she was beautiful the whole
time.
She
looked her best.
She was like
so amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you?
I know.
The look, and Zach mentioned it, but that look that she gives, like they were eating or something. He's like, she can just like stare into me and like I lose my mind. I'm like, I get it. Like, she did it through the TV. I was like, holy cow, I'm a married man, but you got to stop.
Like, she's sexy. Like, that's the thing. She has a sex appeal, like, a mystery, just like, there's, she just has that, and that is an ability, or that's like a radiation that I don't think you can just achieve. I think you're born with it.
Yeah, you're born with it. She said the most attractive phrase that anybody could say to me. This is attractive for me, not for everybody. But she said something to Zach where she's like, you know what? I don't hate, I'm not going to get it exactly right, but she's like, I don't hate having fancy dates. I don't hate crazy experiences, but what I really like is the dates that we can kind of make memories on, that we can enjoy together. Yeah. And I was like, what an amazing thing for somebody to say as you're getting closer to the end, that they're not expecting the world all the time, that they just want to be with you, that they want to eat bugs and have fun. Also, a quick note, this is the first time I think in any Bachelor season that they've eaten bugs and not reacted in a like in a inappropriate, like hurtful way towards the culture. I really love that. Like, this is something that people in Thailand obviously eat, and it's probably pretty good. You just got to get over the fact that it has legs.
Yeah.
But every other season, no matter what they've eaten, they've almost acted like it's the grossest thing they could possibly put in their mouth, which is offensive, right? It's offensive towards people that eat that. I love that they enjoyed it. That was awesome to me.
Yeah, they were having fun with it. They were digging into everything. Looked like it.
So, ladies, throw it to you. This date is going on. Is there any moment where you thought Ariel would be there next week after their fantasy suite date?
No, just because we knew it was to come. If we didn't have all the teases, then I would have been thinking otherwise. But because we knew he was going to sleep with somebody next, and just based on rumors, and again, I'm not spoiled, don't want to be spoiled, but just like with brushing social media, it seemed as if he was going to sleep with Gabby or Ariel because everybody thinks of Katie as his front runner. And what I was kind of getting was that he wasn't sleeping with the front runner.
McKenna, what did you think?
I didn't have a whole idea what's going to happen. So I just watched last night, but I liked Ariel. I thought they had like a great connection. So like, I wouldn't have been surprised if she was, you know, in the final two. So
Ashley, based on what you said, then how did you know that it wasn't Ariel that he
slept with?
Yeah, that he slept with.
Because they said the end of the day, and they dragged that out. We were waiting with bated breath. Is he going to say, and I couldn't keep to my plan?
Oh.
And he was like, and we didn't. He literally said we didn't have sex. Mm-hmm. And it made me start thinking about the ordering of the dates. Mm-hmm. At first, I was like, oh, could Katie have gone first? You know, all that. No, this time they showed the three fantasy suites in chronological order.
Yeah.
I was surprised, though, because I think this is like so... This is a little, you'll get it. I think everybody thinks of Ariel as being like the sexy one, right? And people kept thinking like, oh, she's going to be the temptress. Mm. He's not going to be able to say no to like her in the fantasy suite. Mm. And it wasn't her. And I think that was a surprise. I was surprised that it was Gabby over Ariel. They're both beautiful women. They're all beautiful, wonderful women. But I do think that most of the fandom was expecting it to be with Ariel. And going off of what you said, Ben, last week, it seemed like Ariel to him was the one that was hard to get. And he like kept being like, oh, I got to get this girl. Yeah. She's the sexiest girl I've ever been around. But I don't know if she likes me so much. And I think like if given the opportunity, it's probably like you want to land a girl like that.
So the, you know, would have been love or lust. And that's really a question for this whole show is what was his intention by saying to Jesse at the beginning of all of these dates that he is not going to have sex. Now he based it on Sean Lowe's advice, which I don't remember hearing from Sean during the show that, you know, he should not have sex during the fantasy suites. I'm sure that conversation did exist because I think that was Sean. Just in the air, but it was Sean's big storyline kind of during his season was that he was a born again virgin. So he gives Zach this advice to not have sex. Now, as we look back, was that good advice?
Yeah, I think it's fine advice for Sean Lowe himself.
Was it good advice for Zach to take?
Just not good advice for Zach to declare.
Fair.
Yeah. Fair. I just think to put those expectations out, like you just, I don't know. Like, think he went with his head thinking like, that's what I'm going to do. And then I think maybe it didn't work out for him. Right. And then he's going to hurt someone in the end by saying that he's not going to and telling everyone, every girl that. Right. So
there is one thing that I want to note because I've been through this. What happens in the fantasy suite, at least in my opinion, was always very private, no matter what you were choosing to do. If you were choosing not to, nobody need to know that you weren't going to. It wasn't important for the audience to know. If you were going to, nobody really needed to know. It wasn't important for the audience to know. And the producers were very supportive of that. Like, that was my stance, is whatever happens is going to happen between us because it's the fantasy suites. This is about us. This is the one moment we've had that doesn't have to air. Nothing has to be known about what happens behind the scenes. You can make little innuendos, you can make jokes, you can do all those things. But the show doesn't need you to make the declaration of what's going to happen in them. And the producers never asked me to because I think it would be weird if they sat down, they're like, yeah, but we really want to know what you're going to do in there. Like, really into the idea of thinking about you. No, that's not a thing. Like, they didn't care.
That's another thing. Like, I felt bad about Gabby. I felt bad for Gabby because never do we have the situation where it's like confirmation that they had sex, right? They try to allude to it every time, whether they did or not.
Sure.
But then I couldn't help but think in my head, I was imagining the two of them, specifically the two of them. Well, normally, I don't think that happens.
Mm-mm.
But it's because it was like, that happened. And then when he was telling Katie that it happened, I was seeing it happen in Katie's brain.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. She's then... like thinking I think they're aren't they like really close friends too from,
I'm sure.
from what I've seen like
yeah
I don't like that's just like a weird that's what I said like she has to go into her fantasy suite a couple hours later and like that's what's on her mind like it's just
it's well it's Gabby's date now it's a good transition now. I mean Ariel's fantasy suite almost is forgotten at this point it was here and gone, and after the show ended, Ariel's fantasy suite date, no matter how amazing she was and great the date was, it's not a story. There's nothing to follow up with. So we go into Gabby's date, which is a very nice date.
I don't even remember what they do. I felt like the entire episode was strictly about whether they do or do not have sex.
No, I mean, it's kind of true. I don't know if I remember what they do either, in fact.
I know. I think they went to their own island. Oh, they did. And she was just like upset because she was in her head.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. She was at the beach. McKenna. Actually, this was probably the only other part of the episode that like really meant something.
Yeah.
Yeah. She talked about how she was just super insecure and felt like she was going to be second. And I'm like, oh God, we're foreshadowing something, aren't we? Mm-hmm. This is a Nick Viall situation.
Well, and I think it's important to say, I mean, I was in the final three during Caitlyn's season. You get a pretty good sense at this point where you stand. There's very few seasons where it's a complete shocker to the second place person that they're not chosen. I think there's some heartbreak. I think there's some hopes. I think the producers are behind the scenes trying to lift them up and tell them how great they are and tell them that this is going to be a beautiful, you know, engagement. But you, in your head, in your gut, you know where you stand. I mean, I knew that Sean and Nick had more of a connection with Caitlyn than I did. I knew I was going home. I didn't want to believe it, but I knew it.
Well, I think Ariel felt that way. But do you think that Gabby is in her head definitely being like, I know I'm second?
I think so. And I think so. It's important to note that in Gabby's past, she brought up that this, you know, she feels that second. Like, she feels like second place. And that this is an insecurity for her, right?
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy, ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
So, you know, I don't know how much Zach can reassure her that she's not going to be second. I don't know if that'd be fair. I tried to do that and that didn't work out for me during my season. So
he follows a similar path to that.
Yeah, he kind of does. Yeah, he's walking a very thin line. but I don't know how much he could have reassured her or should have reassured her that she's not going to be second. I think that's an insecurity she had to communicate to him and that, you know, he takes in at this point and he either fulfills it by, you know, proposing to her at the end or he confirms it by now we know either getting second or first. But she really cares about Zach. And I think we're seeing that about Gabby over the last few weeks. Yeah. She really cares about him. She really trusts him. She misses him when they're gone. And so the island is a unique kind of situation where she is expressing these kind of final day insecurities and also reassuring Zach that I'm only feeling this way because I care about you so much. Zach at this point kind of talks about that he's made this commitment to not have sex. Gabby takes...
She's not happy.
No, she's not happy because again... And I want to hear this from your perspectives. Because at this point, you know, as we're watching the show, if this is a standard at which Zach is going to set, and if he's going to make this declaration on every date, and he's going to stick to that declaration, we don't know that he doesn't at this point. I'm saying it's fair for Zach to communicate to her. Now, again, could he have done it behind closed doors? Did he have to do it so the public knew? He didn't. He could have done it in the fantasy suites. And when they got inside, been like, hey, this is just something that I think is right for tonight.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he does it. She reacts and she's hurt or confused or feeling like it just reassures her already insecurities. From your perspectives, why is she feeling that way? What's going on in her head? What's happening?
McKenna, you go first.
I think if I was like in her shoes, I think I would just... I mean, I get the whole feeling of feeling insecure and just you're... In that situation, you're constantly comparing yourself to these other girls, right? Always. Mm-hmm. Like you're just thinking, well, he just had this date with this girl. And like you're just constantly thinking that. And I think she just thought like, oh, so like that's off the tables tonight, which is fine. But what if I want, like, what if I needed that extra little something with you? Maybe, possibly, like, it could be, maybe that's big for me at the end of this. Like, if we get engaged, like, it just, I think she just is going through her head. Like, there's like a hamster wheel in the back of her head, just constantly going like, okay, well, now he doesn't want to do that. Now, am I going to be second? If this isn't, I think that's just like her head is just constantly going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she knows that it's something that he's doing all week.
Yeah.
But I feel like in her head, she's a little bit twisting it to be like, oh, mm-hmm. he doesn't want to have sex with me.
It's me. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's just a thing that we do.
Mm-hmm. It's one important note. And I think it might have, I don't think Zach had ill intention in making this declaration. I don't. Mm-hmm. I think maybe on the back end of the episode, he does have some intentions that he can't quite figure out what to do and if it's right or wrong. And that's why the question at the beginning was who's right and who's wrong. But I think through this whole season, and we've been critical of Zach McKenna, we've also been supportive of Zach. We've thought he's had really great moments and moments mm-hmm. that just like any season and any lead, no matter if they're the Bachelor or Bachelor, we question. I think for me here, and it's been a criticism through the whole episode, I think Zach believes this is his season. Like, this is about him finding
it's
love.
It's about him. Yeah, it's about him. He is a little selfish about it. I agree. It goes back to like all the moments where it's like girls bring up like how they're feeling. And he's like, we're not on the same page. I have a girl around here and she'll be on the same page as me always. Yeah. It's all about being on the same page as me.
I think no matter what, you know, obviously, and if we can only base it on our personal experiences, you know, my wife and I went nowadays a fairly untraditional path, right? Where we didn't have sex before we got married. And it's worked out really well for us. We're very healthy and happy and doing great. It's not everybody's cup of tea. I get that. And so mm-hmm. there's no right or wrong on how, you know, every couple has their own dance, as my mother-in-law says. But I think when it comes to sex, especially sex and insecurities and every element of a relationship, it's a two-sided street. Like, you have to communicate and you have to hear it out and you have to hear what Gabby's going to feel when you say, hey, I'm thinking that this would be the wisest thing. And here's why I'm thinking it. What do you think about that? Mm-hmm. Instead, it was like, I'm making this decision for both of us. And if it hurts, sorry. And I don't know if that's right. I don't know, especially when it's down to the final three. This is everybody's season. Everybody's in this equal weight trying to figure out if this is going to be the right person for each other.
Well put.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, they have to pick him too, right? So it's not just about him.
She was saying that like she really felt like it was an important thing to experience before getting engaged.
Yeah.
And it is kind of like was
she the one that made the like little joke saying I didn't think I'd get engaged to someone without sleeping with them? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it seemed like it was a big deal and maybe a deal breaker for her to get engaged to someone.
So it's definitely probably annoying for her to be like, oh, okay, so I guess I know who the decision maker in our relationship is.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Well, they have a dinner portion. Everything's going fine. They go back to the fantasy suites. And this is where the show really takes a turn, right? They wake up the next morning. They're very happy. Like, I didn't think they did because
me neither. It seemed too light.
I don't know about you guys, but like, if I was to make a declaration to be so confident in like what mm-hmm. I want to do, and then like I go against that, especially like a thing like sex, there's like this, your mind plays games with you, right? No matter what you want to believe, it's a powerful thing. And so unless you both like have walked into it being like, this is going to be a blast, we're going to roll around the sheets all night, we're going to have so much fun. And then you wake up, you're like, that was great. But if you walk into it saying, this is not what I'm going to do tonight, no matter what it is in your life, you set some standard or boundary and you've crossed that standard or boundary. When you wake up in the morning, it, at least for me, and tell me if I'm weird here, I feel a sense of guilt and shame, which I don't think is healthy, but it happens. And so I'm in my own head until I can get out of my own head for a long time.
I know. So then when I was watching this before they were like, something changed, and we did it where we were intimate.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh gosh, so he sleeps with Katie. Okay. And then, yeah, they drop the bomb on us. But wait a second. Can we just have a little bit of laughter right now in the fact that he is not an F-boy at all? I know he's not.
No.
But he sounded so much like one when he was like, Jesse, I know I made this plan, but guess what?
We had sex.
Plans change.
Plans change. Plans change. Good old check. McKenna, what do you think? Do you feel like that morning was oddly peaceful and like kind of pointed, if they had sex or not, to something really special?
I think watching it, I knew right away they like just like their energy. I think looking at her, I feel like her whole we did it. Like she she was beaming with excitement, and I think, I don't know, like her waving goodbye, like it just gave off that like they did have a very special night. And like, I think,
McKenna,
yeah,
don't you think that it wasn't just like a like the post-sex glow stitch, and it was also like a I made him change his plans, I won glow?
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think she had that.
She felt powerful.
Overall, yeah, being like, he said this, but
yeah, look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm so hot and seductive that I changed the course of bachelor history.
But I mean, go her.
Go her, yeah.
But
she did it. She got what she wanted.
Because I'm unfamiliar with this mindset. Do you think that happens when he said, hey, we're not going to? Do you think she said, I'm going to take the power back? Like, is that part of it?
No, I think maybe something just happened between them during that night. I don't think it, I mean, you never know. I wasn't obviously in there, but like, I think that they were just, I mean, were they, did they have the room with like the bathtub with like the, like,
yeah,
the, like, I don't know. I think you walk in there being like, this is pretty romantic. And
well, that's what I was thinking too. Are they going to just go in the bath and then show each other naked and then just
be like, we can't though. We can't. Sorry.
Yeah. Like, I just think, I don't know. Like,
yeah. I mean, and like, let's like frame this a little bit for all parties involved. I wasn't necessarily kidding when I said that you've been dating and kissing and rubbing up against and traveling the world on the most romantic dates and looking really good yourself and seeing other people look really good for close to 3 months now. Like, there's a lot going on inside of a human. No matter what kind of like boundaries you set physically, you're an adult, male and female, and you're feeling a lot. Like, your hormones are raging. You're like a teenager again. And you haven't had a lot of alone time. And so there's just a lot. So you get in a room with somebody who's beautiful. Zach's a beautiful man. Gabby's a beautiful girl. And like, I'm not surprised. None of this is shocking to this point, right? The only shocking part is Zach thought he was not going to, or he had set some boundary not to. But none of this is shocking. And none of this is unfamiliar territory to the bachelor world. It happens every season at some level, right? If you and you're staying in a bed with somebody, so either you're just like making out and you're setting that, like, everybody's made out. I'm sure Sean Lowe like made out real hard with like all of his people. Even, you know, he might have been able to stop himself, but like, everybody's making out. You've done it all season. So the conversation with Jesse is somewhat worthy to be skipped over. He tells Jesse,
except for the fact it was hilarious.
It was hilarious. And Jesse, I think, I couldn't tell if he knew what was going to be said going into it, because he's kind of like drinking as like Zach's talking and he stopped. He's like,
he was like,
and I know from like Chris's experience, the host doesn't always know what's happening, right? Because there's that shock factor.
And they want that.
And it felt like, if you watched it closely, like, Jesse had sprinted across the resort to get to the room on time. He was Jesse's a fit male. He works out. And he was like out of breath. Hey, Zach, what's going on, man? And they sit down. Jesse has a glass of water. Like, I'm sweating. And he's a little shocked. So Zach admits that that Gabby and Zach slept together.
Oh, wait. I have something to say here. Why do you think that Zach would tell production this? This is where it's like, what was he thinking? Like, why? Okay, so he sleeps with Gabby. Why do you think that he like went to his producer and was like, you know what? We did it.
Yeah.
How much grinding do you think that they needed to do?
Well, Zach keeps phrasing this, and this is where we're going to get into now the meat of the episode. There's some phrases that Zach uses that I think are a little confusing to Katie and to Gabby. Zach says, I can't lie, is kind of his excuse here. I just can't lie. Mm-hmm. But there's no lying involved here, in my opinion. He told Ariel that he wasn't going to have sex this week. That was something, you know, so maybe he had to tell Ariel that, hey, I messed up. Maybe. I don't even think it's appropriate.
Yeah.
But there's no lying involved. It's not even a secret. It is a moment with somebody you care about that you feel like needs to be kept between the two of you.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you know, why he told production. Like, is he kind of does my whole self-describing thing where he's like, I'm just too honest of a human. I have a huge heart and I got to be honest. And I'm like, no, like you don't.
In this situation, no, keep it to yourself.
Okay, yes. Well, then hypothetical here. He keeps things to himself. He ends up, we have to assume in this case that he doesn't pick Gabby, because if he picks Gabby, no problem, you know, between the two of them forever.
Yeah.
Say he goes and he picks Katie, then he's supposed to tell Katie in private after the engagement.
Yes.
And then how is that going to go across? You think it'll go across better? Yeah. You know why? Because she never knew it was his plan.
Yeah. She never knew it was his plan. And I've been in this environment before, right? So, you know, after the engagement, you typically have a week, just the couple in the same place that you got engaged with them. And most couples that I know from the show spend that week breaking down all that's happened in the last 3 months, because there's a lot of trauma and emotion that exists, especially for the person, you know, chosen, who is a contestant. And you kind of open up the door to say, ask anything you want. Anything you don't want to know, don't ask me. You know, but if you want to know something, ask me and I'll try to make sense of it. I don't know if I'll be able to. This thing was weird. I'm just happy we're here now. I'm happy we're in this environment where we exist together. But if you want to know something, you're now my partner for life, in a sense, you would expect to, at least at that point. And so ask me and I'll have to tell you. But if you don't want to know it, don't ask it.
So, you know, what happened, I think, is that he was looking out for his own image, because nobody would have known that they were on that they had sex.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody had to know.
And I think that's a good point here, is nobody had to know. And there wouldn't have necessarily been anything wrong with nobody knowing, especially when it comes to something private and intimate, which is the fantasy suites. I think that is a private, intimate moment. And I also think at that point in time, if anybody did need to know, that was definitely Gabby's decision for people to know. It wasn't just Zach's. That's not just Zach's choice.
Yeah.
And so Zach tells Katie. Katie's reaction is like just amazingly real. You don't always know if you're going to get real moments on the show, but her reaction is like how anybody would react in the real world, especially at first, where she's confused. She's thrown off.
Says her heart's beating so fast.
Yeah, she was kind of like, I can't look at you. I need to look down. Yeah. Like,
there's distance. Yeah. Like, I know that feeling where all of a sudden there's distance between you. Like, you're almost like, I can't even look at this person because it hurts so much. You felt it for her.
Yeah.
And she makes comments like we laughed about, where she's like, what did you want me to do? Give you a high five? Like, say, you did it.
Yeah.
Like, Zach, I didn't need to know this, is what she's saying the whole time.
She said she assumed it.
Like, I knew it could happen. I don't need you to confirm it. Like,
And
she said, now I have the image in my head.
Yeah.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself.
try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
So Zach here, I think, is in a spiral of bad choices. And off to the side here, where we're not really at this moment thinking too much about, is Gabby, who all of a sudden we start thinking a lot about, because we have a scene where Gabby says something that really like broke my heart. And it did.
The scarlet letter.
Yeah. She says, I feel like I have the scarlet A on my
chest.
She's
so right.
And she is.
Yeah.
And I think people will support her because they can relate and feel where she's at. I think people are not going to be mean to Gabby, I hope, based on this. But Gabby just all of a sudden, I think, is feeling a lot of emotions. And shame is now one of them, because she tells us that she has the scarlet letter on her chest, which is a powerful book if you haven't read it. But it is a moment where my heart breaks. Because this is a personal moment for Gabby. She thought it was personal. She thought this person cared about her so much that like this was a moment that they could keep between the two of them. And now I think his choice to tell Katie is reassuring Gabby once again that maybe she is second, because he didn't care enough about her to keep it private.
Yeah. And he had to tell Katie. He never goes and tells Ariel. I mean, I know he knows he's going to eliminate Ariel, but.
Yeah, I just felt for Gabby in that whole situation, because I just think all the insecurities that she had before their fantasy suite, it's just coming back up again. I think she felt reassured after their night together and felt confident and felt good about what they shared, and just like through conversations or through being intimate. And then for it to be like, announced to the world, announced to Katie, and she's like why did he, I think she's gonna go in her head being like, why did he have to tell her? Like, is she it?
1,000%.
Like, so she's it. So why did he have it. To? Why did we have then why did now what like I think she's just like, now I'm second. I'm obviously second. He had to tell her, because he wouldn't be telling her if it was me at the end. I think that's just gonna, and she's just gonna break down now. And I just feel for her, because it's just unfair. And just
I hope she goes out in a blaze of glory. Like, I hope she goes down like, this is ridiculous. Like, you made this declaration. You know, this is what happened between us. You said you had to tell Katie. I think it's very obvious why he had to tell Katie. I think it's very obvious at this point to Gabby, because I think the question that she asks is, why do you have to tell Katie? You know?
Yeah.
And Zach is continuing to reinforce this. Well, if we're going to end up engaged at the end of this, this person needs to know what happened. It's like, if we end up engaged at the end of this, I'm the only one that needs to know what happened.
Yeah.
If I'm Gabby, I'm out. Like, I'm leaving right there on that rose ceremony. I'm saying, I'm not accepting this. I know what's coming ahead and I'm gone.
But wait, she says that. She says, I don't even know if I want to accept this rose. And now if we're thinking about blaze of glory moments, it would have been great if she did that in that moment and just been like, I don't know if I can accept this rose, or just not.
Yeah.
Because I think she didn't have enough time to know how she was going to feel in that moment up there with Katie.
Yeah.
I think if she knew how she was going to feel in that line, you know, in that scarlet letter moment, I think she may have done it. I think she may have denied the rose.
Yeah.
But now I think she'll let it simmer a little bit longer and realize it's the only way of doing it. We also, I'm thinking about like previews. Do we ever see her like walking up to the podium? Probably not. Like, I really hope that I really hope she breaks up with him before he could break up with her.
I mean, I think, and so to kind of summarize this whole episode, I think we all agree here, and tell me if we don't. Zach didn't need to tell Katie. The only reason that he felt like he needed to is because Katie was the one at the end. And he felt like she was his future fiance, and that he feels like the future fiance needs to know what happened in these fantasy suites. Katie is pretty clear that no, she doesn't. And if you did give her that week after the show's done and you opened up the door and said, ask anything, I don't think she asks this. I don't think she has any interest. I think she again says, I assumed, and the assumption was enough, and the assumption was hard enough, but I don't need to know that this happened.
Mm-hmm. I have one more thing to add. they don't show the morning after with Katie. Wasn't that weird?
It is weird.
Yeah. They were like, oh, we're just going to cut this out. Yeah.
We're going to cut that out? Like, yeah. So that we don't have any like comparison moment?
And yeah, that's a good point, Ashley. Mm-hmm. I wonder what the conversation looked like between Katie and Zach in the fantasy suites. Like once the doors close, because what happens is you're filmed all day. You close that door and nobody's there. It's gone. And it's the first time in over, you know, 2.5 months that you haven't had a camera around you or anybody else standing within 5 feet of you. The fantasy suites are a very private, quiet moment. And there's no glitz and glamour to it, other than the fact that the two of you are there. It's a little bit weird at first.
It's a little weird because there's also still like no music, no TV. Yeah. So it's like pure silence unless you guys are talking to each other.
So I wonder once that got closed, if Katie, I'm hoping Katie like was like, so what are we going to do? Like, well, let's talk through now where your decision lies, Zach. Like you made this declaration, I guess, just to Ariel because you never really made it to me. And then you messed it up with Gabby. Like, Zach, like where are you at in all of this? I think that conversation probably was very awkward. And I hope she leaned in a bit to Zach, the cameras are gone. Like, wake up a little bit. Like, stop doing whatever your cycle of like telling what you're saying, telling the truth. Like, stop this cycle of telling the truth right now and just be real to each individual relationship. I don't know. It'd be a very awkward moment, I feel like, once that door closed, especially for Zach. I bet Zach stuck his tail between his legs and was like, I'm sorry, I messed up.
Yeah, which is why I was excited to see what the vibe was the morning after, because we all know that those vibes are very crucial. Think about, like, Colton and Tayshia.
Hmm.
Everybody knew something was off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Now we know.
Yeah, we know. Well, to flashback then to all of this, Katie turns and says, no, I want to continue this thing. After some time away from Zach, she's obviously very interested in Zach. I wonder what that process was like for her. We didn't get to see a lot of the kind of moments away. I really thought that she wasn't going to return. And I don't think Zach ever believed she wasn't going to return, because when she walks up and they have their overnight date or their dinner portion, he acts very calm and collected. Like, let's go walk inside. Let's have a great night. I don't think he ever imagined that she wouldn't come back. And I wonder why, because I really didn't think she was going to come back.
Maybe because she just, despite being really honest and raw, and we loved it when he told her, she didn't like freak out. She didn't like run away. She did seem like she wanted to have like the maturity and collectiveness to kind of think through it.
Mm-hmm. I got to give Katie a lot of credit here in this as well, because even standing with Gabby at the end, after the rose ceremony, when Zach walks Ariel out, there's no like, we've seen hard words or like people have confrontation in those moments, and she didn't. You know, I know she probably imagined it was hard for Gabby as well. Katie did keep a calm about her. She spoke a lot of like really wise things to Zach, even saying, you know, I assumed it. I didn't need to know this. What'd you want me to do? Give you a high five? Like, go get him, buddy. Katie handled herself really well. We've always been a Katie fan here. So the last telling point, Ariel does go home. Gabby and Katie are standing with Zach at the podium at the end. And Gabby's right. Zach is not making eye contact with her. In fact,
I know.
It was awkward to watch.
Whoa, it was so crazy. Again, leave there. Drop the rose. Have a drop the mic moment, but a drop the rose moment and leave. It was so awkward. We know that this is one of his telltale signs. When he's not making eye contact with you, he's done with you. But Ken, I know you haven't watched the whole season. This is what he does.
I've seen like some like memes, a little bit here. Like his face, like when he, you know, he's not interested, he's like, he pulls away kind of. And then when he's interested, he's like lighting up a bit. But I think, well, Gabby, like, she could obviously sense that like he was like looking at Katie, but I also didn't Katie just say to her, like, I knew it was you.
Mm.
Right. So I think she's also just like, like
Katie said, okay, so I couldn't quite make that out. I knew it was you.
Yeah. She was like, I think she was like closing her mouth, like kind of just like whispering it to her. Like,
in what sense? Like a mean sense, or just like, I knew it was you that would be here?
No, I think that like she said, like, I felt it as like, I knew you guys had sex or something. Yeah. Oh, like something.
In that moment, even though I didn't quite get what she said, I was interpreting it as like,
I knew it'd be us.
I knew that you were the one that he would have he slept with. Like,
yeah, that's what I thought.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're friends. I mean, I don't think, I didn't get that like Katie was like quietly digging at Gabby there being
I
think it was just like, in that moment, they might have just forgotten for a hot second that they were dating the same guy. I think she was just like, I knew you guys, like, I think it was like a jokingly friendly, like, best friend thing, being like, I knew it was you. And then I think, you know, Gabby's like, I mean, he did tell me he was going to go tell someone, but I didn't think, like, this confirms that he did tell someone that we had sex.
Good point,
and we didn't talk about the conversation that he went back to Gabby and was like, hey, just letting you know, I'm gonna tell. And then she was like,
she had like the biggest ick. I felt like she was kind
so
of like,
grossed out.
She was like, okay, like,
why?
Like, so did I see you again, but now you're gonna go, like, and he kept saying, like, it was really nice. Like, it was really good. Like, I felt like he kept saying, like, the night, it was great night. Like, this has nothing to do with you. I just need to tell everyone. Like,
yeah, that was the moment where it was the selfish moment.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I have to rid myself of guilt moment.
Obviously, the three of us are agreeing that he didn't need to tell, that it was a very weird decision. McKenna, something we try to do here is at least explain the other side, and I don't know if there'll be people in support of what Zach did here, and at least in support of what his intentions were here. Can any of us maybe explain, like, on from Zach's perspective, what that he was right in telling
you? Okay, at the beginning of the episode, I did say that, like, I understand him. Like, some people on Katie's side would want to know that it happened, and some wouldn't.
Yeah.
And that's from the Katie perspective. As far as the correctness of him doing so, that is not correct.
It's not correct.
At least in that moment, you know, like, if she wanted to know once they were alone or whatever, then okay. But that's like for her to inquire about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, even though that also, it's, it's such a weird situation.
I think, like, kind of what you said, Ben, like, at the end when he chooses who he wants to be with, I think that could have been a moment where he was open and told her, like, you weren't the only person I've been intimate with here. Or, like, if she didn't want to know, she didn't want to know. And I just think, I can't stop feeling for Gabby in this. Like, I think he's just forgetting that, like, two people shared a very intimate night.
Yeah.
And that, like, I don't know. Like, I just... Like, I can feel that he just wanted to get it off his chest, but I think he just forgot that there are two people that also, like, you know, there's another person that went through that. And, like, maybe ask her, like, do you want everyone?
That goes back to our conversation before. It's just, like,
it was
it's
selfish.
All about, like, his decision-making.
Yeah.
He had to get it off his chest, a private thing. You know, on this show, we've had seasons that are very sex positive. We've had seasons, I can't remember a season that, you know, we have characters that are not very sex positive, you know, to their own, you know, default, probably, because they don't exactly know what that means. It doesn't mean you have to go out and have a bunch of sex. It just means that, like, it's a topic, you know, that's powerful, worth discussing, and it's an individual dance. Between, you know, couples or people in general. And so we've had these conversations kind of come in and out for years. And I can't necessarily describe this as being sex positive or not. But what I do know is that sex is a very powerful thing that is between two people, and it is very intimate. And I do think there's two points that I'm confused by. The second is, I do think Zach messed up and did not allow Gabby to have a voice in how this was explained and how this was communicated and how this was done in front of national television and her friends and other people. I think that was unfair to Gabby. And I would stand on that to anybody that says, no, Zach was trying to do the right thing. Sure. I don't think he was, like, trying to do the wrong thing. I just think that he wasn't considering somebody else's feelings and emotions in this. The second is from Zach's perspective, for a guy that didn't want to have sex at the beginning of this episode, like, don't talk about it. Like, now we all know. Like, just keep it quiet. Like, when I was on this show, like, I felt weird at times making out with somebody. It's weird, right? These are typically very intimate, quiet moments that are isolated from the public.
Guess what? My hand's in the air because I have something crucial to say.
Go.
Sean Lowe never said that he was a born again virgin on the show. And I know that I can't speak because I definitely was like, hey, guess what? I'm a virgin, right? But like, he was a born again virgin. His plan in his head was to not have sex with any of those fantasy suite contestants. And guess what? It was never mentioned because he kept it private. Maybe Sean, did Sean tell him that? Sean, where are you? Yeah. You got to give him every detail. And look at how it worked out for Sean, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had a flawless experience all the way through. And it wasn't until like after the fact, like 6 months later, you saw magazine covers being like, Sean Lowe, virgin? Yeah, like waiting till their wedding night? You'd never heard of it until way after fact.
I'm just shocked that at some point, Zach's gotten so comfortable in front of the cameras where he's like, yeah, I'm just going to talk about these things and I don't really care who watches or who has an opinion on it. It's weird to me. I mean, it's just different because I was like, I always felt very like more protective or like not ashamed. I don't want like embarrassed to talk about it, to have to like explain it or to even like be like physical with somebody in front of a camera, knowing that my grandma was going to be watching beside me one day. Like that always felt weird to me.
I was thinking about Gabby's family last night a lot. Yeah. Just like her dad, her sweet dad, is literally having to hear, we had sex, which immediately puts in your head the image of your child having sex.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's so much different.
You know, it could happen. Yeah. You know, you assume like, they get married, like, cool, yes.
Yeah.
But you don't want to picture it.
No. And when you say it as a fact, you picture it. But if it's assumed, you don't necessarily.
Yeah. It's kind of like saying, hey, don't think about elephants. All of a sudden, we're all thinking about elephants. So I do. I think I would stand firm on this episode. Again, it was an intriguing episode. I felt like I was watching and wanting to know what happened around every turn and every people's emotions. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the show. But I feel for Gabby. I hope Gabby's getting the support that she deserves and needs right now. I think Zach messed up big time and did not at all take into account that there's two people involved here and that Gabby would ultimately be affected by this because Zach and whoever he ends up with at the end, which we're going to assume is Katie, are going to run off into the sunset. He's going to get weird interviews. I know that where people are going to ask about this now and that's very awkward. And she's going to be sitting beside him while it's happening. But Gabby's also going to be asked about it. And she's going to have to relive this. And she's going to have to live through this. And that's not fair to her. And it didn't need to happen, at least in my opinion. And some people might disagree. I would love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear why you disagree. But it just didn't need to happen.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Okay, we have Bachelor headlines to break down. So let's jump into it right now. It's Bachelor headlines. I'll throw it back and forth between the two of you here. We're going to start with Ashley. Bachelor in Paradise Canada revealed its season 2 cast, and so many of them are from Ontario. Actually, McKenna, this is one for you.
This is McKenna's headline for sure. Go for it, McKenna.
Yeah, I was watching, because I watched The Bachelor on City TV, so I got to see all them introducing it through the commercial breaks of every person that's on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks good and exciting.
Who's going to be there?
I know Chelsea's on it.
Chelsea as in like the Chelsea from America?
Yeah, she's on it.
Okay.
From Matt's season. Mm-hmm. Connor's on it.
Connor Salee?
No, Connor. No,
the other Connor.
Is his name Connor? Yeah, I think it's Connor. Who was the one on Katie's season that was like the cat?
Connor.
Connor, the cat. The cat Connor.
Yeah, he's on it.
Yeah, from Nashville.
There were some other people on it from, I think just didn't, like they kind of went home pretty early. So I don't really know exactly who they are, but there are a couple from like, I think Katie's season. And I feel like I should like pull it up. But
yeah, any throwbacks do we know?
There wasn't a lot of like big names, like from like older, like it was more so like recent.
Okay.
I swear I saw a preview with Demi for some reason that was like, I'm back.
Mm. Well, wait, question. Do they have like a full blown bachelor and bachelorette in Canada right now? Cause I know it's like on and off.
No,
sometimes.
So like no, years don't. Ago they did.
Yeah.
I don't really do that well. but they're good.
Yeah.
But they had a season last year. And so what they do is they have some like Bachelor Nation fans they put in the mix. And then they have some people from season one that was last year that were, I think, fans and then are now back because they were on the first season. And they throw in some like alum that were on the American one.
Okay. So it's a hodgepodge.
Yeah. It's kind of like a little mixture up in there, but yeah.
Well,
it's a beautiful cast. I'm looking through it now. This is there's just a lot of jacked dudes and a lot of beautiful women. So I'm sure the beach is going to be incredible. Next headline.
And it's hosted by Charlene.
Yeah, it's hosted by Charlene. So
and Kevin's the bartender, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. I can't believe Charlene, what a gig, man.
I know.
Let's go.
She's looking great up there too. She's doing awesome.
Next headline isn't one that we necessarily need to break down, but it's something cool that was posted on Instagram. Claire Crawley shares matching tattoos with husband Ryan Dawkins, mom plus dad. Now, some, and you two would know this, especially you, Ashley, some were going, uh-oh, this is crazy. Let's celebrate that Claire is pregnant. But I don't think that's what this means.
No. Does she even say what she thinks it means?
Well, I believe from my research that she is now a stepmom, that Ryan had a kid walking.
Yeah, is that what it's referring to? I know she's a stepmom.
I believe
so. Do you think that's what she's referring to?
What do the tattoos say?
Mom plus dad.
It says mom and dad. And then Ryan commented under Claire's post and said, Claire is the best bonus mom ever. So stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's more to this. There's got to be more to this, right?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think...
I mean, there's not more to the story right now, but I feel like we will find out more.
Soon, yeah.
Yeah, within the next 5 years, I bet these tattoos continue. Becca Tilly reveals meaningful surprise from girlfriend Haley. Grateful to experience a love like this. Ashley, this is yours to break down.
It was adorable. Okay, so Becca has, you know, been raised very Christian. She went to church all the time. She went to a Christian school, Sunday school, all this stuff growing up. And then she said that ever since moving to LA, she hasn't really found a church to like really call her own, to feel very comfortable in and to go regularly and to just feel part of the community. And she did mention to Haley this, you know, this issue that she wanted to find a place. And there was one church in particular that I think she was interested in trying out. And one Sunday morning, Haley said, I want to take you somewhere. Make sure you're free Sunday morning. So it's a surprise. She gets her in the car. They're driving and they pull up to the parking lot of this church and they go in holding hands. And she just said it was the sweetest thing. She goes, I thought that we were going somewhere special for breakfast. And then we ended up at a church. And Haley isn't like particularly religious, but she knew it meant a lot to Becca. And she just said it's one of the most special moments of her life and one in which she says that she's never felt so loved.
Becca is one of the, if not the most incredible people I've ever met. I love Becca a lot. And
you said not the most, which means that you're putting her above your wife.
No, she's not above my wife, but she's been incredible to my wife. You know, Jessica walked into the bachelor world and didn't, you know, Jessica's a very quiet, like introverted person. And Becca Tilly kind of like wrapped her around like Becca's arms and said, hey, like I got you, and has been incredible from then on out. And so anytime I hear a story of Becca being loved on and happy, makes me happy.
Yeah, so, so sweet.
Sweet. Well, McKenna, thanks for joining us today. That's all we have.
Thanks for having me.
We have a finale episode next week. Now, I'm actually going to be out. I'm going to be on the Venezuelan-Colombian border, which is reviewing some like healthcare systems that are happening for the refugee crisis. So I'm out. I'm gone. Ashley's going to take it over.
Of all weeks.
Yeah, I
know. Of all weeks for you to do important global things, you know?
Yeah. Well, Ashley is going to have an amazing co-host. They're going to break down the finale episode. So my vote, if Katie is not the one chosen at the end, I will call in from Colombia and freak out because I don't know what's happening anymore. But McKenna, thanks for joining us. We will have
thank
a special episode
me.
With you catching up on your life, everything going on in your life. Very excited to hear more from you. So make sure you tune in to our thread on the Almost Famous podcast to see McKenna's standalone episode. But until next time, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley.
I'm McKenna.
You've been McKenna. Good job. All right. We'll see you in a bit. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes. I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower slash sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower or registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.